Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, you guys teed off at 2 o'clock. Take us through the golf teams, the setup.
Okay, so Skin was kind of in charge of the entire operation. And
the worst golfer.
No, Skin's a good golfer.
Who was worse?
I don't want to call anybody out.
The boss?
No, the boss was the dude, Gavin Spittle. His new nickname is Short Game Spittle.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, yo, it's G Dollar Sign.
Okay.
Drive for show, putt for dough. Okay. And he does. His short game is on point. You know, I don't
know. Hang on, let me think.
Okay.
First off, just name the participants.
Myself.
Okay.
Skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Spittle, that was team one.
Okay.
Dawson.
Okay.
KT.
Yeah.
And Roy was team two.
Okay, the only one that could be worse than Skin is Roy.
Roy struggled.
Okay.
Roy had his struggles out there.
But KT and Dawson are better than Skin.
Yeah, probably.
Who
yeah,
are you are. Not trying to call out?
I'm not trying to call anybody out.
No, who are you not trying to call?
Oh, Roy. I don't want to call Roy out.
Oh, you didn't want to call Roy out?
Yeah, I don't want to call
He's not even here this week. He's on paternity leave.
Exactly. He's not here to defend himself.
Okay. He would tell you that he sucked everywhere except for putting.
He did. He did. He was amazing on the putting green. Okay.
That's
he was fantastic.
On my mama.
Okay.
It was. It was right. It was right on his mama the entire time.
Yeah.
So those are the teams. It was me, Spittle, and Skin against KT, Dawson, and Roy. And we started out playing our own ball. And we were playing a group of six, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to play a group of four.
On one hole?
On one hole.
Okay.
Okay, and you wonder why it took us 5 hours.
Yeah.
So, five and change.
And not drinking. I heard you guys were not drinking out there. Can you believe that, Troy?
What?
Two and a half hour. Bunch of dorks, these losers.
Why didn't y'all drink? I don't typically drink when I golf all that much. I mean, I'll have
every time I play with you in Michigan, we're drinking.
With you.
Oh.
With you, I'll drink.
Okay.
But when I play golf, I typically don't like to drink. I like to play golf.
Okay.
Especially when we were playing for money.
Oh.
Okay.
And, you know, then you've got to keep your wits about you.
Okay.
You know, so I had a couple beers.
Okay.
But I did not sit there.
And Skin didn't try to turn up?
Skin had a couple drinks.
Roy?
Roy had maybe one or two.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
kick
nobody
rocks,
really
you old
drank.
B.
This is called everyone too cheap to buy out there.
Yeah.
No, Skin had an open tab.
Oh.
Yeah, he was paying for everyone.
Oh, okay.
More like Donnie Nelson
was.
Yeah,
he was using the Mavericks money.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Troy?
More like Nelson was paying for everyone.
Yeah.
Charging right, it absolutely. To the Mavs.
But you turned it up. I heard you got in the zone.
After about seven holes, six holes,
put
I was
it
on fire.
Him.
Yeah, I had to beat Koepka yesterday.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
I played really well. I like this golf course. It sets up well for me, and the fairways are so pure. They are like the ball sits up on a tee on those fairways.
All right, so give me a little analysis of everyone's game. KT, it was supposed to be a one-on-one match between you and him. He like submitted to you on social media late last week that his game is trash and that you would destroy him. Gavin Dawson is supposed to be really, really solid. I've seen Roy play. I have no idea about Spittle. So what about Dawson and KT?
All right, so KT is a bomber off the tee. Hits it very long. Usually pretty straight. Dawson's iron play is fantastic.
Okay.
If he gets it in the fairway, he's going to put it on the green, that next shot.
Whoa.
And he does not miss five-footers and in.
Oh.
So he is pretty – he's got a steady hand.
How is he, like, energy-wise out on a golf course? Does he talk? Does he say two words?
Yeah, he does. He does. He talks. And then he'll sit there and, you know, when Roy made some big putts – you know, I never seen him get so amped. Like, I can only imagine what it's like when he wins the lottery.
Oh, okay.
He goes, yeah!
Wow.
You know, like, it's the, yeah!
Yeah, okay.
Catch me outside.
Yes, catch me outside. That's right.
All right.
Spittle. Spittle will...
Or the Texas Rangers brought us hat.
Is it called a fisherman's hat? A fisher...
Bucket?
Bucket hat.
Gilligan hat.
Yeah.
It's a Gilligan, yes, absolutely. So he shows up there. He's lathering on the sunblock.
Oh, my God.
Got to.
No dads out there. Granddads out there making sure everyone's okay.
Yeah, he's got to.
Getting Gavin Spittle to spend a dollar at the blackjack table. Oh, my gosh, Troy. You would have thought I was holding him up at gunpoint.
No.
Gavin, you got two eights. You got to split those against, you know, a four. Well, I don't, I'm like, boss, you got a 10.
Yeah.
Showing and they're showing a six. You got a double. Like, most people get excited. You look for double and split opportunities in blackjack.
Right.
It was opposite for him. He's cringing. It pained him to have to put the extra. And then I'm praying for myself. Please let him win. Please let him win. What? After he lost two or three, he got up and rolled out.
He wouldn't.
I'm like, you have chips left in your hand. He's like, I'm only doing this to bond.
What?
I'm only doing this for
bond. He's at the Windstar World Casino and Resort. He wouldn't spend money? Was he having reservations?
Stop it. In this age of 2019, you just can't say that.
Yeah, man. He had chips in his head. He had chips. And I'm like, you can't go to the room. You just sat down.
You've been
here for 20 minutes.
What are you going to do, look at ratings all night? Come on.
I know. Like, the guy doesn't run two radio stations for KRLD. Yeah.
I got to follow Sam's.
Yeah.
So we get the Spittles game. He is, like, he's a perfect scramble player because you want him to tee off first. He puts the ball right down the middle of the fairway.
Oh, he got old man drive?
Old man drive. Now, he hits him high.
Okay.
Old men usually are low.
Yeah.
Hit him low.
About buck 70 low.
Yeah.
Straight down the middle.
He's about a buck 70 high, maybe 200 high.
Okay.
High in the air, right down the middle of the fairway.
Okay.
And his short game was on
point. A little competitive? Does he get frustrated?
Yeah, he'll get frustrated every now and then. Yeah.
I feel like Spittle would be the one to trash talk.
No.
Really?
Very nice. Nope, not at all.
Oh.
Anyone out there trash talking?
Skin would talk. Yeah. Skin is the most vulgar golfer in history. Oh, my God. I was like, holy cow, I can't believe you just said that. It was like, it wasn't uncomfortable. Nothing makes me uncomfortable, but it was bordering on holy cow. He just went there. But Skin really fell apart after about 14. He got tired.
Yeah.
He got wore out. Before that, he was hitting some really good shots.
Okay.
And then Roy was just putting well.
Yeah.
And then throwing golf clubs all the time. He must have topped 8 straight drives. But he would throw that driver.
He threw it?
Oh, he heaved it at the car.
What a child.
Jeez. Heaved it.
He smashed 2 tennis rackets in front of me.
Yeah.
He's throwing golf clubs, kicked off his high school soccer. He did go to anger management classes as a child.
Well, he needs more.
Yeah.
He needs more.
No, Spittle didn't yell at him for tossing clubs
out there? No.
You can't throw your clubs out here. This is a major establishment.
It is a major establishment.
Yeah.
He did.
Then we went inside I was outside as well at the pool of tasting every single different daiquiri that they had.
Yeah.
I sampled all those flavors.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure you were forced to.
Yeah. And then we all went to dinner. Getting Mike Bass, watching Bassett get worked up over the smallest things is so funny.
At dinner?
We all have to take a group picture, and they wanted to take it beforehand, before we all scatter, before Skin runs off for double overtime on the basket. And Bassett will pull this when we travel in different cities. If we're late or some person is 2 minutes late downstairs, boom, gone. Mike takes off walking down the street by himself. He rolls out. Random cities.
He didn't say goodbye.
He doesn't say goodbye. He leaves. Oh, my God. Someone was late to the photo yesterday, the pre-dinner photo, and watching him get all antsy and worked up.
I guess you're just not taking the photo. I guess you're just not taking it.
Yeah. are we going to stand in line? Are we just going to sit around, wait around all day? I'm like, Mike, you got nothing else to do. Just chill.
Yeah.
We can sit here and BS. Oh, my God. So I had to, like, alter the photo. I'm like, We're going to do it after dinner.
Yeah, we're going to do it after dinner.
Stop Mike from blowing up. I'm like, we're all going to do it after dinner. Let's all go in and sit down. Mike's like, okay, good. And we turn around, and he storms off to the buffet.
Yeah. He's so, like you said, he's very temperamental. And the moment something doesn't go according to plan, nobody will jump ship faster than Mike Bassett.
Man.
Woo!
He's got about 10 seconds of patience on him, and then it's done.
I like, just, there's no such thing as go with the flow.
Yeah.
Right. He refuses to.
Not just chill, relax. So thanks to everyone for the San Antonio recommendations. It took 5 hours to drive there. Not four.
Yeah. Well, did you go through Austin or around it?
Around it.
Good.
Waze took me around it.
Yeah, that's a good highway. It's like 85 on that thing.
Oh, yeah. My God, you can fly.
It's the Autobahn. You're going 100 miles an hour through Pflugerville.
Yes. So
5 hours, though, man.
It was long.
No, it was great. Stopped,
got some kolaches, had to get in everyone's debate on whether they go Slovacek or check stop. So that had that debate. And then
you stayed an extra day, right?
No, I came back on Saturday.
Oh, you did? Okay, because I thought I saw a photo of you eating dinner there Saturday night.
No, that was this place, Lulu's, with this 15-pound cinnamon roll.
Oh, yeah.
Some famous cinnamon roll. But, yeah, I went. I tried to stop by all the little recommendations, you know, mi tierra. Everyone kept talking about it. I walked in there. I just wanted to see it.
You didn't eat there?
I didn't eat there.
Solid choice.
Oh, you've eaten there.
It's one of those.
Is it, like, commercialized?
Yeah, I got a lot of people from San Antonio saying, don't go there. Don't go there or Rio.
Okay.
You want to go to a more local, non-touristy
spot.
But
driving back was a nightmare in the rain.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my God, the rain.
I bet.
Now, it only took 4 hours.
But how did it take less time in the rain than it did when it was perfectly sunny on Friday?
Well, 4 hour was the, the called for distance. That's how long it was supposed to be. But, the rain. I guess it could have been worse, but it was bad for about an hour stretch.
Yeah,
but people were responsible.
I've got to be honest. Was it the traffic in certain areas? Because I know when you go down to Austin, especially San Antonio, when you hit like Lorena, Temple, Troy, which is a beautifully named town, right there. I mean, traffic can be brutal in those areas. Did you hear a lot of traffic stops? With construction and everything going on.
Yeah.
Right there,
a lot
in Temple.
Two lane stuff.
Oh
happened.
Yeah.
Not two-lane stuff. But, no, it was good. San Antonio, I was trying to get a feel for the downtown of it.
Did you find a good – did you use that app I told you about, Hotel Tonight app?
No, I found another one pretty cheap. But here's what everyone told me about San Antonio. They're like, everything is going to be – yeah. It was, yeah. You know? Like, yeah. No meal that I had was like, whoa.
Yeah.
The entertainment or looking at the city or the people.
Did you go by the Alamo?
I did not.
Oh,
man.
I did not.
You might have drove right by it, not even noticed.
I know. I mean, I was only there for like, 24 hours or 20 hours. But I would say, yeah, it was solid.
Yeah, that's it.
Does that make sense?
It's 100% it. How's Cowboys training camp in San Antonio?
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's,
and you were there for months at a time.
Yeah. Oh, man. A month in San Antonio in July. Bring your baby powder. Okay. Bring your baby powder.
All right. We have so that's the weekend for all of us. San Antonio, Windstar, golfing, gambling, eating, drinking. Just another regular old weekend in our lives.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.